What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we spent some time this morning talking about taxes, and today's that day. And I don't know that we're going to get any calls on this, but from time to time, we'll throw a question out where we assume nobody will call us.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get calls on this.
I guarantee we'll get at least one.
Everybody knows what April 15th is.
You'd think that you would have it circled on your calendar.
But some people don't pay attention to the date, and their alarm could have gone off, and I don't, can't remember what time it was, but at some point, Wendy just said, "Happy Tax Day."
Here's our question, is that, is there anybody listening that just now realized, just now, that today is tax day? And you know you have to pay taxes, but you didn't realize it until this very second, or 10 minutes ago, 404-741-Q100.
We should have had, like, accountants or whatever. We should have done a vent line for them. You know, I guess they wouldn't have time to even call the vent line. But, like, I think tomorrow they have now decreed it Tax Preparer Day, because since midnight tonight's the cutoff for taxes, then, you know, tax preparers then get a little bit of a break because, because they've been working nonstop for 3 months, I think. So I'm sure that all the – well, I'm sure they would love the business, but I wonder how many calls they're going to get today. Like, I don't know
panic.
If it's last minute. And I call myself – I mean, I just filed mine yesterday.
You did.
Oh, really?
I had to file an extension because I couldn't get my act together.
Right. When did you start filling out your taxes?
Well, I hired somebody to do it for me.
When did you hire?
I don't do the TurboTax anymore.
When did you hire him?
Months ago.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
But it's my fault for not getting them the stuff they needed.
Okay.
Hmm.
We had one call and he went away. Joe was about to say.
He didn't realize it.
Here we go.
I could never wait till last minute. I'm too paranoid that they're going to come after me.
I have no idea if we got ours done. I got to be honest with you.
I do an extension every year.
You do?
You mm-hmm. Really?
Do you need it? You just get it done just because, you know, for you, like, tax day is in August.
Yeah. It's October.
It's October.
Yeah. Hey, Jane, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Hi. You had no idea it was tax day today.
I really didn't. I'm a student, and I serve tables, and I think that I may have done them online, and I'm not really sure.
You don't remember if you've even done them?
Sure.
Isn't that terrible? It is pretty terrible.
This is tricky for
servers.
This is tricky for servers because I think you're supposed to claim like all your tips, mm-hmm. but wink,
sure.
wink. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. servers. I mean, come on.
It's cash business.
Well, we have a system that claims them all for us, and I think I'm only supposed to get $19 back anyway. So I was like, well, whatever.
Okay, at least you're not owing.
Yeah.
I remember when you're in college, mm-hmm. I owed like $1.26, and I was like, I cannot believe I'm writing a check for $1.26.
So what stumps me here is that you can't remember if you went online and you did your taxes or not.
I mean, I think I did, but I kind of just put it in the information and said that must be done. And that was pretty much it.
Do you think that's an important thing to pay attention to?
I mean, it definitely is. It definitely
but
is.
But I mean, if you did
important.
Them, like,
sure.
So now,
something you want to follow up on today.
So now yeah. What do you do? Like, do you?
I guess now I call my dad and tell him I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
How old are you now? Because there comes a point where you can't call dad for stuff like
I'm 21.
Melissa, what would you?
I give you up to 22 because that's typically how long you'd be in school anyway. So if from 23 on, come on now.
All right, good luck.
Cut the cord, baby. Cut the cord.
If her parents are still paying for, can't they still claim her on their taxes if she's
yeah,
in college?
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're still paying for your education.
For school until I'm 25. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck finding the $19 today. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Here is Sarah. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Oh, good morning.
No idea that today was tax day.
No, I didn't actually. Well, I did my taxes a couple months ago, but I didn't pay them or send off, you know, the voucher for the state or nothing like that. So I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, I got to do that today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know now I'm stuck in traffic and I'm like, where's my checkbook? So it's a good thing I listened to the radio this morning.
Yeah, I'm glad we could provide.
You have until midnight, though, yep. So don't stress out.
The five biggest penises in Hollywood and your tax day reminders.
Yes, that's right.
Thank mm-hmm. you.
The Burt Show.
Here's another one we can ask today also is, and we'll use the voice disguiser for this, is who's just not paying taxes? Mm-hmm. Like, you're just refusing. Yeah. Or who hasn't paid taxes in the longest time?
I had friends.
404-741-Q100. That might be the more interesting answer there, because
refusing.
I would be so nervous every single day the tax guy was going to be at my door. But you were, and it might be for hardship reasons. You just haven't been able to do it for 3 years. So 404-741-Q100. Look for two different people who's not paying this year and who's gone the longest without paying taxes.
Yeah, I had friends back when I first moved to Atlanta who were servers, and they were getting all, like you mentioned, like all these tips. They were like living on it, but they weren't filing taxes at all, like for like 5 years in a row.
I think that's fairly common in that industry, isn't it?
And you I don't think they're, you have to file on what your paycheck is, because most servers make producer Joanna could tell us.
Like $3 an hour.
Yeah,
or
like two. Yeah, I think it was like $2.13 an hour back then. And then anything above and beyond that was your tip. So they weren't claiming all their tips and just pocketing it.
There are a couple of industries that are like that, right? You got servers. Who else?
Strippers.
Probably.
I mean,
yeah.
anybody that works on tips. I would think, you know. Yeah. But it's one thing to file it and just not claim everything. It's another thing not to file altogether.
Yeah.
And to be missing. You know what I mean? And we do have the voice disguiser, because it will catch up with you.
Yeah, there are five that are ringing right now. I will put them on the voice disguiser, even though they haven't requested it.
Well, Joanna is a server, so she might be getting advice from them before she puts them through to us.
Hey, we will call you Susan, and you are on the voice disguiser.
Hey, my husband hasn't paid taxes in 6 years.
Is that just because he's digging in? There's like a political reason, or are you guys just broke?
No, he actually took some money out of his 401k, and at that point he was going to owe like $17,000. And anyway, so I file, but I file single. So I'm terrified every day.
Sure.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's waiting until he can put that money back?
Right.
Or hire
an attorney to... help solve this.
That's a high penalty. He got penalized $17,000 for taking money out of his 401k?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was over $100,000.
Yeah, you're not supposed to touch that.
And he only got penalized $17,000. Okay.
And that's 6 years. It's not like... I mean, they're going to find you eventually. So you really are. You're living on borrowed time.
Yep.
Here is Renee. She's also on the voice disguiser. Hey, Renee.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Okay. Good. How are you?
Good. My ex hasn't filed in 14 years.
14
years? How?
How is that possible?
Because he does like subcontracting where he works for a company and they just haven't filed taxes.
Wow.
I mean, isn't he freaked out that it's just a matter of time before they're going to knock on the door?
They've actually found him. They found his address and they've been in contact with him, but they haven't done anything yet.
Yes.
That's worse. Him.
But that's jail time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's worse than not.
And what's? She's laughing. Funny.
Yeah. You think? Well, it's because it's her ex. That's why. It's
exactly.
Funny.
If it was. Oh, I thought she was a current husband.
No, that's said husband.
Yeah,
okay.
Husband.
That's what I was saying.
Take that.
She's like, I'm the one that turned him in.
Here's Tom. Okay. Good morning. You're on the voice disguiser.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Uh-oh.
How long are we talking about? When's the last time you paid taxes?
I believe it was 98.
98?
Wow.
For what reason?
Well, I had somebody prepare my taxes in 98, and it was like I owe money, but I was in school full-time and working and everything, and I was like, there's no way I'm not paying this year. So I didn't pay that year. And then... I don't know what happened after that.
Well, then what happened? Well, you had an excuse in 98, so what happened in 99 and 2000 and 2001 and 2?
I just forgot it.
Dude.
But, you know, I talked to IRS and I was like, they're not worried about it, so.
They don't want their money.
They're only willing to pay for 1 year.
Let me ask you a question. Was the IRS, did they call you from your brother's phone number, and did they sound kind of like your brother, and were they laughing every now and again while they talked to you?
On April 1st?
No, right.
So did they call you, or you called them and said, look.
I called them because I wanted to go ahead and get everything reconciled. And they told me don't worry about it. They was like, they only wanted me to pay for 1 year.
You sure you called
the, most money, so.
The IRS, or were you just off by one number or one letter? Because this is the first that I've ever heard of IRS being
that
cool.
I mean, I'm sure the IRS will work with people because he was proactive in calling them. So I'm sure because the IRS is probably like, we'd rather have some money than no money at all. Mm-hmm. But 1 year out of, 12 years you haven't paid?
Here is, we'll take one more call. Christy, you're on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hi. I am now taking care of my father, who's had a stroke, and he has not filed taxes in 19 years.
Oh, 19. On purpose?
Well, he was a builder, so he was self-employed and just never paid taxes while he was a builder. And he had a stroke 2 years ago, so now I'm his power of attorney, and... like, I'm just kind of playing stupid.
So were you surprised, like, as you were getting his affairs in order, or did you know?
Oh, I knew, but, you know, I file him now as one of my dependents. So he is on my taxes now, but for the, you know, other 19 years that he didn't file, I'm just going to be like, oh, I had no idea, and my dad's had a stroke and can't talk, so I didn't know.
That'll buy you a year, but eventually they're going to want their money.
Well, how is he covered? I mean, the thing is now he can't get Social Security. He can't get anything. So how are they going
to
get it? Huh.
Well, you'll talk to the IRS about it, because I'm sure they'll work something out with you, quote unquote.
They're getting their money.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we didn't get that defiant call. I live in this country, but the Barack Obama administration, this is not my country. I'm not paying this year.
And there are people, you know, who believe, and I think it's true, but it's... you'd have to have one of those conspiracy theorist type people. But technically, there is no law that says income tax has to be paid. There's a significant...
talk to the people that have been sent to jail because they haven't paid theirs.
Technically, we'll never really get you anywhere.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
Jen Hobby, explain how all or nothing trivia works.
You have to get all the answers correct all at once. So basically, there are five answers to this question that Burt is going to pose to you. And you have to have five guesses. And in order to win the trivia, you have to get all five of them right. But if you listen over a period of time, then you'll start to see a pattern develop of which names become right. So because he's going to tell you, you got one right, you got two right, but not which ones. So you have to listen carefully to everybody else's guesses and make sure you call with five guesses.
All right. These five male celebrities, obviously, are the most well endowed in Hollywood.
Allegedly.
Who are they? Give us five. We got one yesterday. So if you were listening, you should be starting with one.
But we also had repeat guesses yesterday. Mm-hmm. You got to pay attention.
Okay.
Good morning, Q100. Who is this?
Mariela.
Hello, Mariela.
How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Okay, so we got five celebrities here.
Yes.
All these guys, very confident for good reason. You give us the five names of these guys.
Russell Crowe.
I'm sorry?
Russell Crowe.
Okay.
A-Rod, Colin Farrell, Gerard Butler, Hugh Hefner.
Okay. None.
No.
Right. Okay?
Oh.
All right,
I thought
back.
Those were all good guesses, too. Mm-hmm. Man.
All right, call back, though.
Okay.
Okay, remember, with every incorrect guess, that's another piece of the puzzle.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to Rachel. You are on Q100.
Okay, I have Tiger Woods, Justin Timberlake, Jamie Foxx, Johnny Depp, and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
You sound far too young to be guessing at this question.
Please don't tell us you're 15.
No, I'm not. I'm 20.
Right on. You got one right.
Just one?
Just one.
Okay,
but if you were listening yesterday, we might have a, you might have a match.
Right.
All right, good morning. You are on Q100. Hello.
Hey, my name's Giovanni.
Giovanni, what's up?
Okay, my five guesses are Daniel Craig, Clive Owen, Zac Efron, Robert Pattinson, and George Clooney.
That's just your wish list.
There are zero on that list.
Zero. All right. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, thank you. I haven't even told you guys what we're playing for today. We've got the John Mayer tickets, and we also have, we're adding to the prizes today, a one-hour massage at the Intercontinental Buckhead.
Nice.
Okay, so stakes are raised a little bit here.
Ooh, that'll be really nice.
Good morning to Julie. You were on Q100.
Hey, I've got Owen Wilson, Matthew McConaughey, Jamie Foxx, Reggie Bush, and Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, you have... two on the list.
Wow.
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you. All right, we're a little closer now.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
We're inching forward. This question is hard.
Hey, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi.
I said Aaron Donnelly, Liam Neeson, Mark Wahlberg, David Beckham, and Milton Berle.
Okay, zero on that list.
Okay.
All right, and we gave the hint yesterday. These are all dudes that are living. I mean, these are guys like that are...
Yeah, because oddly, Milton Berle was on that list when he was alive for
he's
a long time.
He's on, yeah. He's on, like, the Hall of Fame list.
Yeah.
All right.
So some balance along.
Here it is. Julie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, can I guess now?
Sure.
All right, I got Johnny Depp, Owen Wilson, Liam Neeson, Ashton Kutcher, and Daniel Craig.
Okay. There's a big hint in this one. You got one right.
One?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we'll do one more today, and then we will move on. Morning, Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Yael.
Okay, Yael, you got five guys in Hollywood.
I know I've got four. It's my fifth one, I'm unsure of.
You're sure of four of them.
I am. Okay, I got Ron Jeremy, Matthew McConaughey, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, and I'll go with Sean Penn.
Okay, give me those one more time.
Ron Jeremy, mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, and Sean Penn.
Okay, you didn't have four. You had two.
Oh, man.
But you did have two.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Okay, and that will help out a lot right there.
Okay.
Hey, The Bird Show.
I have a friend in Florida who is making some really, really bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know how to be a good friend to her.
Okay.
She, like I said, she lives in Florida, but we're good friends. She's in Tampa. Let's just call her Tammy.
Okay.
Tammy
is a Tampa name.
It is. there's a whole succession of books. It's like these Southern books where the author's every name of the friend of the author is Tammy. So that's kind of what I'm leaning on right now. But anyway, so Tammy from Tampa is just making some really, really bad decisions and continues to make those bad decisions over and over again and continues to come and seek out advice from me as her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do my best not to be a judgmental friend, but just to love and embrace my friends as they are. We're all flawed. We all are going to make mistakes. We're all going to make bad decisions, me included, and I hope that my friends will be there for me regardless. So I'm trying to be there for her, but I'm getting really frustrated because...
Frustrated or frustrated?
Frustrated.
Wendy.
There's different levels. If you're really mad, you're frustrated.
I know. And I'm frustrated at y'all's frustration at me saying frustrated.
So... I guess, and I'm guessing other women can understand this, when you've got a friend who keeps coming back to talk to you about the same problem over and over and over and yeah. over again, but mm-hmm. they don't do anything differently to change it.
Yeah.
They keep, you know, they stay in that relationship or they keep making that bad decision. And mm-hmm. A lot of times it's a bad relationship. That's what this is. She just keeps going back to this bad relationship over and over and over again. And I don't know how to be a friend to her anymore because she just continues to make these bad decisions and then is so upset because her life isn't where she wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she, you know, isn't, you know, she isn't married. She isn't this. She isn't that. You know, all these other things because she keeps making bad decisions.
Is it a bunch of different decisions or does she keep coming to you advice on the same decision?
It's always the same situation. And it's staying in this bad relationship. I'm thinking it's much like Wendy's friends probably felt like when she was with Antichrist guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her friends are sitting around frustrated like, "Gah, you cry all the time. Every time I talk to her about this, there's tears. Every time I talk to her about this, it's like, oh, well, he says this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or he promised me this. Or
are you
he
friends
says
with
that.
Fiji? Is that what we're finding out? Is Tammy really Fiji?
No. But Tammy just, you know, has all of this hope in this relationship, even though she's become such a doormat
mm-hmm.
and keeps making different decisions to keep this person in her life. And I don't know. This is like 2 years of it that
oh,
I've
God.
Been hearing.
Well, then
this.
You're part of the problem at this point.
No, yeah, there's only so many times you can give the same amount of advice or the same advice over and over again. You're
but
eventually
like,
going to have to stop talking about it.
I just don't know what to do.
Why aren't you just allowed to volunteer? Like, look, I love you. I love you, but you've been coming to me for 2 years now.
Yeah.
And in our relationship, this subject is just off limits because I'm getting frustrated. You're making the same decisions over and
you're
over and
what?
Over again. frustrated. Why can't you just say, like, this part right here, we're just going to put this to the side. Everything else, fair game.
Because then I don't feel like I'm being a full friend. If that friend can't talk to me about her life or a big person in her life, then I feel like I'm telling her there's limitations on this friendship. I'm only going to be friends with you if...
But you're sacrificing.
You sound like a broken record.
Yeah, but you're sacrificing the whole, like the other side of it is that Tammy keeps doing this to the point where you just can't even be friends with her at all. And you're like, sorry. Mm-hmm. So you're saving the rest of the friendship by acknowledging one part of it that is flawed.
Just be like, look, this is the advice I'm giving you. This is advice I've given you over and over again. Take it or leave it. But if you're not going to take it the next time, I can't keep talking about it.
Here is Alexis. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a friend just like that. And in the beginning, you're giving your advice, you're giving your counsel. But after that, people are exactly where they really do want to be. Mm-hmm. And you just listen. You just listen, and you have to ask yourself, are there other parts of the relationship that are pleasant and fun and worth being around? But other than that, it's no different than somebody complaining about the job that they're in, you know?
Well, Alexis, let me ask you this then. If you're going to a friend, right? If you're going to a friend, are you really looking for advice or are you just looking for a sounding board?
I think in the beginning you're looking for advice, and I think her friend has probably tried to listen to her advice. There's nobody that's in a bad relationship that knows that they're not supposed to be in a bad relationship. There's nobody. You know, originally you hear it and you have your situations and it's a surprise, but after years of being in that same bad relationship, you know it. You just have to stay the positive, you know, ear open, and it's no different than an alcoholic who needs to stop drinking or somebody who finally just needs to take this step and change the bad job that they're in. Mm-hmm. They will make their step when they're ready to make their step. You just need to be there to listen. And if your question is whether to, you know, stay with the relationship, do you get anything else out of the relationship? Because if you don't, then it's really not a relationship.
Maybe dudes are just different here. I mean, I've had this conversation less than a year ago with a friend, or a little over a year ago, and I just said, I can't do this anymore, man. I mean, you ask me for advice, I give you advice, you don't take it, you come back,
nothing changes.
Nothing changes, so I said, let's just put this on the side. Maybe dudes are allowed to do that, because he never brings this thing up ever now.
Well, easily. I think women are allowed to do it too, but I think the key there is something that Katie and I actually do, but it's usually not for anything really serious, but it's like, do you need a sounding board or do you need advice? Mm-hmm. I mean, it is like sometimes with women, I mean, it can be a stream of consciousness conversation, and as a woman, you don't even know what you want. And so I think that we've done that with each other, so that may be a case of like, look, do you just need me to sit here and hear you just, you know, regurgitate the same thing, or do you need me to answer your questions?
I wish I could be that way, because at this point, I think I am just a sounding board. I'm just the person that she comes to sort of vent about it or get it out or whatever, because I don't think she shares all of it with a lot of people in her life. But I am so frustrated because I am so sick of her getting treated badly and being a doormat and not realizing, you know what I mean? So it's hard for me not to give advice, and it's hard for me not to get emotional about it, because I see my friend who over time has gotten her self-worth like completely beat out of her.
But she's done
not
it to
physically
herself.
But you know what I mean? But like she doesn't feel like she's worth more than this, you know, bad relationship has given her.
All right, so what do we really have on the table here? What are your options?
I don't know. I'm just frustrated with Tammy.
I'm frustrated with you, like you're frustrated with your friend. What is it you want, Jen?
You just want a sounding board now, or do you want advice?
Is this advice or sounding board?
For the sake of our friendship, I don't think you can talk about Tammy anymore with me. Like, you're just not hearing, you know, we're giving you advice and we're giving you support, but you're just not hearing it.
And you want to stay
in a bad relationship with Tammy, then you go ahead and do that. I just don't want to hear about
it. Because your self-worth as a friend is being declined.
It's true. No, it is true. I mean, you're absolutely right.
And as long
I think I have to tell Tammy, this topic
off limits.
No more Tampa
dead
Tammy.
End. Hey, Nancy. Good morning.
Hey. I was on the other end of that in a relationship, and I had a horrible marriage, and I had a really good friend that was my sounding board, and she got tired of it, like everybody else, and she said, you know, I love you, and I want to be there for you, but I can't live this anymore. I worry about you all the time. I've taken your problems so into my head that I can't concentrate on my own family. She said, you know what you need to do.
You still broken up about it all these years later?
Because it was hard for her to say these things to me. But to be truly a good friend, is to say things that the people don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she yep. knows that she needs out of this, and I'm sure she does feel that she is not worthy of a decent man. And you can talk to her on other levels and convince her in other ways that she is without continuing into the same subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can tell her how great you think she is without even involving this bad relationship. Just be creative with it and tell her. And Denise came to me and she said, I can't talk to you about him anymore.
Did it work?
I don't want to discuss the drugs. I don't want to discuss any of it because it's killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Did it end up working?
And if you care about me,
sounding board.
Like I care about you, then you will do something.
We're getting
or
to the point
shut
where,
up.
We're getting to the point and, where we can't talk and, to you about this anymore.
Right. No, but did, so, but did I know what she, but did it work? Were you able to not talk to her about it anymore?
Want to talk to her about
it? She's not listening.
Wow. It's emotional, though.
I know, of course it is.
And hearing her break up makes me upset because it's true. I do. I harbor her problems as mine, and I get upset about it because I care about her so much, and I want her to recognize how she's just so worth so much more than what she's.
But you can only tell her so much. At some point, she's got to be a good friend to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it can't be. You can't be so self-absorbed so much, even though it's easy to do that in those situations, and then you end up yourself being a horrible friend.
The Bird Show.
What's up, Foos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Don't blame me. Blame the Today Show. So this is pretty much the setup of the whole thing. They wanted to go out and they wanted to see if different department stores would take back underwear. And were they putting it right back on the shelf or were they going? Were they cleaning it? So that here's the setup on the Today Show.
Tiffany Luxinger has worked at three Victoria's Secret stores. Now she's exposing a shocking secret behind the scenes. Employees accepting returned underwear that's been worn, then putting it back out for sale like it was new.
We would retag it and put it back on the sales floor.
Even though it may have been used.
It may have been used, yes.
And she says it gets much, much worse.
If a product comes back, is returned, it obviously has an odor to it. We will put it on a hanger. Hang it up to dry overnight so the odor has time to come out of the product. We'll retake it the next day and put it back on the sales floor.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And that's where we start.
Okay, who is the woman who's admitting this?
I guess it's a former Victoria's Secret employee.
Wow.
Wow.
You know it's random? Her name is Tiffany Luxinger.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I went to high school with her.
Really?
Swear to
God. Get out of here, really?
How random is that?
That's the girl that you never get right there with a name like that.
Dirty panties bring us all together.
Wow.
Don't they
so
tip?
Explain to me what she said at the very end there about like...
An odor.
Odor.
There was an odor. Okay. An odor, she said.
That's a lovely word.
Like what? The underwear smelled bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were hanging up to dry.
I love women, but I want to choose the women I love.
Right. Okay,
there
are three more clips to play for you guys from that, and they are going to prove to you what she's saying is not a lie. And I'll get to those in a second.
Oh.
Derek, good morning. You're on Q100.
Morning.
Good morning.
On the Victoria's Secret comment, I used to date a manager, and she said that after they get returns back, they would have to go and inspect them in the back room. You know, pull out, like, black lights and flashlights and tweezers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
They never found anything, they go throw it away. And she told me about a few instances where they did find certain things.
So you're saying that in her store, they threw it away if they found
away.
Something. I'm just laughing at the use of tweezers.
Disgusting.
Someone
that
had that job.
It's really nauseating.
Someone had the job to go in the back of Victoria's Secret, put the rubber gloves on, put it under the black light, and untweeze.
Sick.
Okay, so what he's saying is, don't worry, it's not every Victoria's Secret. It's not every department store.
Right.
But if there's one... That's too many.
That's enough.
Yes.
All right, so that wasn't good enough for the Today Show. They heard the word, so now they launched their own undercover investigation.
Are they going to yell at me again?
I got Chris Hansen. They're going to hide him somewhere.
bud we want. They're held common.
First, we're going to give you the dramatic music, and then we're going to yell at you.
He's going to yell at me.
But we wondered, how common is this? To find out, we went shopping in an upscale mall in New Jersey, buying underwear, lingerie, and bikinis at 8 major retailers, places we all shop. We took our skimpy apparel home and removed all the tags and protective stripping to make it look like they'd been worn. Then we marked each pair with 2 tiny black dots.
Hi.
A week later, we went back to the stores and tried to return everything, this time wearing hidden cameras.
Hi. Just Why? Like to return this stuff.
Believe it or not, every store took our items back for full refunds. But what our hidden cameras caught next surprised even us. At Bloomingdale's, watches this clerk retags our returned underwear, then casually walks it back out for sale. At Victoria's Secret, the clerk wastes no time, sticking new sensors back on our thongs and bikini. And then another clerk puts them back on the shelf as new.
Thank you.
At The Gap, the clerk moves even faster, returning our used underwear to the sales floor within seconds. In every case, we knew they were ours because of those 2 black dots. Amazingly, it's not illegal to sell used underwear.
So immediately, it's going back on the shelf. Forget about the last dude that called and said some of them at least are going back in the room and tweezing and blacklighting. And the cases they're looking at, directly back onto the shelf, y'all.
I am seriously disturbed at the guy who's reporting on this as though he's reporting on the lack of body armor for troops in Afghanistan.
I know,
like,
right?
He could seriously be saying, the equipment they use is not safe for roadside devices.
Well, there
we
it is.
We use tweezers to look for pubis of strangers in their underpants. Listen to him.
There are
not enough meals ready to eat for the troops serving our country, but 2 black dots indicated something that was in someone else's crack.
Well, he's reporting on the germ warfare that's going on in the panties.
The thongs and the bikinis are tainted.
The insurgents are going to make your panties stinky, but we'll air them out before we resell them. I'll be back tomorrow with more updates. I'm very, very passionate about every single story I'm doing now.
So it's not enough that they've got the hidden camera, right? And they've already busted them. Now they got to take the panties over to the microbiologist who's going to tell you how unhealthy this is.
Oh, my God. I was going to
really? They could have health implications.
Microbiologist Peter Kamik says used undergarments can harbor dangerous germs and diseases that can survive on fabric for weeks.
Fecal material would be the most concerning substance. You could have bacteria, viruses, fungi. These are things that one person would be able to transfer to another inadvertently through the garment.
But that didn't stop most stores from rushing our items back on the rack.
All right, once again, he's talking about plenty of thongs that were returned and
gone. And he
called
it fungi.
Fungi.
Yay!
Isn't that a rapper from Jamaica?
It's not happening everywhere, but...
gross.
And this is New Jersey, where they did the testing.
What is it? Upscale stores in New Jersey? Right. Really?
You've got some Snooki on your Snooki panties.
Hey, Wendy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I was a co-manager for Victoria's Secret up in Maine, and I can absolutely confirm that people do return items that have been worn. And we did not put them back out. At least I didn't allow the girls to put it out personally. You're supposed to damage them out. There's an actual code, and Victoria's Secret eats the cost. So you are supposed to damage it out. Whether or not people choose to do that or not is probably on a per-store basis.
Mm-hmm.
But for sure, make sure you wash your goodies before you put them on.
Yeah, I would have never thought that morning we would have given out that warning.
Can you clarify goodies?
Goodies as in anything you buy at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Look, I hate reporting on this. I hate to report on this report because I totally endorse women going to Victoria's Secret and getting your shop on.
Well, you just got to come home and wash it.
You got to wash it.
Very well.
So we took our experiment up a notch. Before returning the underwear, we visibly stained several pairs with baby oil. Surely no store would take those back, right?
What?
Wrong. At The Gap, Bloomingdale's, Victoria's Secret, and Macy's, they not only took back the stained panties, but put them back out for sale.
Damn.
And how come not one clerk one clerk was thoughtful enough to call a nurse to look into the oily vagina issue that the returning patron had.
Oily vagina. Because, yeah, a guy, so to say the panties, a guy's not going to put the right thing in there.
Can you please stop talking about this?
Did you put mustard in there? Rub it in. Here you go,
what ma'am. What is that? Your $46 is back on your American Express card. And I would see something about your greasy leakage.
I don't think
that's right. It's oily and it's just gross.
You're on The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
I believe I had a little bit to do with that game on Saturday night. Carl was there also. Was Zaza not playing just a little bit more intense than you've seen him before?
Zaza was fired up. No, he was. Zaza was fired up. I don't know what it was. And actually, I thought he was going to get a tech.
Zaza Pachulia of the Hawks was on with us on Friday, and I told him that I would pick up the first tech that he got, technical foul, because the league charges you $1,000 to get one. So I said, look, if you get one, I'm going to pick up the $1,000. He was knocking it with some dude on Saturday night.
Really? Was
banging. He didn't get the foul, though?
He didn't get the foul, but he sure like he was trying.
He was earning it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
nice.
I said hey to him before the game, too. We came over, and we talked about the show for half a second, and my seats were directly across from him. I think he was banging it up.
Hey, that's Burr, awesome. Burr had the prime heckling seats, too. He was front row. I sent him a text saying, man, you got the prime heckling seats, man.
I have a Dwyer from Healthy Trim, got front row on the court. My feet were on the court. I've never sat in those seats before, and I've always wanted to my whole life. And the players can hear everything you're saying. They are 2 feet away from you.
Wow.
And at one point, about the third quarter, I started heckling one of the Bucks, and he looked back at me and gave me a stare down for like 10 seconds. Yeah, I was on him, man.
What'd you say?
He was banging
what's
it up.
What's a heckle sound like?
He's an older guy. He's been in the league for a long time. His name's Kurt Thomas, and he was banging it up with Zaza. So Zaza gets in there, and I'm all excited, right? So I kept saying, you can't hang with Zaza anymore. You're old. You're slow.
God.
You need a nap.
No, you did not.
So he's on the foul line.
You need a nap.
That's your heckle?
That's
wow. Oh, man.
Oh, man, you need a nap. You can't hang with Zaza. And he looked back at me, and he literally stared at me as the foul shots were being thrown. Even the people around me were like, nice job.
Right, right.
Because you feel like you're in the game.
That's awesome.
That's when you know you're doing something. When he stares at you, that little evil stare, you know you're doing something.
You feel like the sixth man, like you had something to do with the game, right?
A little Spike Lee
or
something.
Very cool.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.